What is happening, people? What's going on? What's good? Howdy. How are things? Things are great on my end. This is episode number 17 of Ninja Realtor. It's Ryan Toman here. It is Tuesday afternoon, just after 2 o'clock, and we're going to do things a little bit differently today. I know I always do a weekly topic, but this time we're going to do just a recap on Dwayne Ludwig's Bang Muay Thai seminar that I had this weekend in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. You know, it was quite a significant weekend for me, guys. So one take, I just want to give a quick rundown, let you guys know about the Muay Thai seminar. And not just, you know, I don't want to be narcissistic and just tell you what I have going on in my life, because nobody gets anything out of that. You know, there's so many people in the world. Everybody's got a unique perspective. So I don't just want to share my life. I do want to provide value as well. So I'm going to recap the seminar and add a little something in there that I think may provide you some value, may give you a bit of a different perspective, may inspire you to do something a little bit different. So we are going to get into that. And yeah, fuck it. Let's just get into it. So this Saturday, which was March 2nd, I had, like I said, a Dwayne Ludwig Bang Muay Thai kickboxing seminar. Now, I'll kind of give you guys a little bit of a background story just to initiate this. So I've been training at this Bang Muay Thai affiliate gym for about 4 years now. Now, this kickboxing system was put together by Dwayne Ludwig, inspired by Boss Rutten. So Dwayne Ludwig is, you know, he holds the fastest knockout in UFC history to this date. He is a K-1 world kickboxing champion. He was coach of the year 2 years in a row in the UFC, you know, head coach to TJ Dillashaw, bantamweight UFC champion. He's got all the accolades. He's extremely accomplished, and he's a hell of a great guy too, you know, extremely respectful, classic example of a martial artist. So me and my friend found out about this guy, obviously being big martial arts fans back in the day. And my buddy Jesse, he had already had a few amateur fights at the time, MMA. I was more of just, you know, a fanatic, just a big fan. You know, I used to hit the bag, train a little bit, but I didn't have any legitimate training. So more of an enthusiast, I think, you know, and just lifting weights and played sports. But we decided to get in and start training. You know, martial arts came back into our lives. We decided we wanted to start training. So we took it into our own hands. You know, this was about close to 5 years ago now. I bought a bunch of professional mats. I put them in my basement. And my buddy Jesse and I, we would either grapple or do kickbox drilling, minimum 3 days a week. That was our goal. So we stumbled across Dwayne Ludwig having some, you know, technique videos on YouTube. And we would drill his techniques, his different combos. You know, so we're in my basement drilling Dwayne Ludwig combos. We were doing this for about 6 months. And at that point, we got confident enough to throw up a video on Facebook. And somebody reached out to Jesse and said, hey, you guys train, you know, Dwayne Ludwig kickboxing. You should come to this gym in Saskatoon. They're a Bang Muay Thai affiliate. Now, we had no idea at the time. You know, we didn't have a plan to get in and start training seriously and competing. But we loved the art, you know, we just wanted to smash some shit. So he let Jesse know that, and Jesse and I decided to go check this gym out. So we went, our first class was a Bang Muay Thai class, and it was pretty much just what we'd been doing, you know, drilling with a partner, doing these combos, adding on to them, and, you know, just drilling striking techniques. Besides that, the community was great. You know, Modern Martial Arts Center in Saskatoon has phenomenal community, great camaraderie. The coaches are all leaders. They lead by example. They're all professional fighters who are at a stage in their life where they just want to, you know, share the art. So along with the other good people that train there, we just fell in love. You know, it was a perfect fit for us. It was like it was meant to happen. It's been about 4 years exactly that Jesse and I have been training Bang Muay Thai at this affiliate gym in Saskatoon. You know, I do jujitsu on the side. Jesse's since put all of his energy into the kickboxing. He's teaching, he's doing privates. But we've been at it. We've been consistent for, you know, a solid 4.5 years doing this. And Dwayne Ludwig comes out to do a seminar about once a year to Saskatchewan. And, you know, there's promotions. You know, he does have a belt system, a ranking system. So a lot of the times when he comes out, people are up for promotions. And Jesse and I both got an upgrade this weekend. Dwayne Ludwig tied a purple belt around my waist, and he tied a brown belt around my friend Jesse's waist. Jesse is a guy who I've been wanting to have on the podcast. I know I've mentioned it before, but we haven't made it work. It will happen in the future. But, you know, he's somebody that's really inspired me. You know, he's really went for it with this whole martial arts thing. He's really sacrificed. He sold his house. He sold his vehicle. He's been living in a van in Saskatoon, living that van life for the last 10 months. You know, just wanted to give up the things he didn't care about so he could do the things he did care about. You know, live the martial arts lifestyle, do things on his own terms. You know, read, write, podcast, train. You know, really put himself out there. You know, he's made leaps over this last year with, you know, finding himself. And it's super cool to see. It's super inspiring. But the fact that he sacrificed so much and dedicated so much to kickboxing, you know, he more than deserves that brown belt. He's put the time in, his understanding, his skill. It's crazy. So shout out to Jesse Bolt. You guys are going to hear from him at one time. But anyways, the seminar went great. You know, it's super fun. The significance, the value that I want to share that may help you guys, that may inspire you, is put yourself out there. Do things that scare you. You know, it's crazy. We used to watch these videos on YouTube and never would have thought we'd even meet this guy, Dwayne Ludwig. You know, the first couple times we meet him, you know, you're kind of nervous. You're kind of awkward. You know, next thing you know, you're friends on social media. You're commenting on each other's shit. He keeps coming year after year. You start to build a bit of rapport. He starts to remember you. You know, next thing you know, on the weekend, I'm doing drills in front of the whole class with Dwayne Ludwig, you know, slapping hands after, us, doing all that shit. Just, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. I never would have thought this kind of thing would happen. And I'm so fascinated with these type of people. I love being around people that are so accomplished because it's just inspiring. You can pick up on little cues, little details that they share that will help your game extremely. And you know, when you're around these people, when you meet people, like when I met Dwayne, when I met George St. Pierre, Holly Holm, Patrick Cote, a lot of these fighters, a lot of these people, Cody Garbrandt, Tyron Woodley, it just makes you realize that these guys are humans. You know, they're way up on a pedestal. They seem like aliens. And then you meet them and you realize they're humans. Now that takes nothing away from them, what they've done, their accomplishments, their bravery. But it inspires you that people that look like you and live like you can actually do anything. You know, so that's the inspiration I got out of this. That's the value I want to provide you guys is, you know, if you're a big Gary Vaynerchuk or some business mogul fan, invest in yourself. Go to one of their seminars. Go to one of their speeches. Be in their presence. See how it feels. Get inspired. You know, maybe you can meet an artist, a musician after a show, after a concert. Get inspired. You know, it'll show you that you can do anything. We're all just humans here. You know, whether it's, like I said, a business mogul, an athlete, a musician, whoever inspires you, put yourself out there, reach out to somebody, you know, DM somebody on Instagram, have contact with these people, get inspired. If you can put yourself in these situations that are scary, but meet these people, listen to what they have to say, let their energy rub off on you, man, it can skyrocket whatever you're doing. So put yourself out there, take these chances, invest in yourself. It's okay if you're nervous, if you're uncomfortable at first, if you're starstruck, but make some shit happen. Don't hide out. You know, you'll elevate your game and whatever it is. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. It was a really, really significant weekend, like I said. man, it means so much to me to level up to purple belt in kickboxing. These are the things that nobody can take away from you. You know, I have so much to learn. I have so far to go in martial arts, but nobody can take that away from you, that you've earned that. You know, and to have somebody like Dwayne wrap that shit around my waist, like, man, coming from the master, sensei himself, just crazy. You know, and it just makes you want to work harder. It just makes you want to be better, a better leader, more disciplined, you know, more focused. So get inspired. Put yourself out there. You know, make stuff that seems unattainable a reality. Grab it. Grab these opportunities. Put yourself in these situations. So I just wanted to share that with you guys because I've been super pumped. I've been buzzing off of this weekend. You know, it was something I was really nervous about leading up to it. You know, am I going to get promoted? Am I not? I hope I don't screw up if he holds pads for me, this and that. But once you bow on the mat, you slap hands with your buddy and you start training, that all goes away. All the skill you've developed, all that myelin you've built up, it just comes into play. It's the reps, you know. These neural paths have already been created. You've put in the work. Just let it take over. Do what it do. So let alone that, I had a 30th birthday for a buddy on the weekend. I went to a lacrosse game in Saskatoon. I'm just going to give you guys a little bit of rundown on what else happened this weekend. Again, I'll try not to be too narcissistic, and then I'm going to dip out of here because we are going to have another topic this week, a legitimate topic. You know, this one may not have been geared towards anybody in business. It's more martial arts, but hey, all are welcome. I wanted to get this out to you guys last week, but it was a hell of a week. No excuses. I didn't obviously put it at the top of my priority list. I had about 4 possessions last week. A lot of things were happening, but it is what it is. I'll do 2 this week. So yeah, I don't give a shit about lacrosse, but I went to this Saskatchewan Rush lacrosse game Saturday night, my buddy's 30th birthday. Had a hell of a time. You know, I seen all those friends I don't see too often. And it's always heartwarming to be around those crowds. You know, the guys you don't see often, but the people you grew up with, you know. Had a great get together on Sunday with some more friends. Like I said, you know, I had a bunch of possessions last week. Business has been booming. Our business here in Saskatchewan is really affected by weather. As those possessions happened, we need to get new listings. We need to develop new business. But when it's this cold, you just kind of have to wait. You have to put things off. You know, around here, for the most part, when the temperature is shit, people just don't want to do much. And then the snow starts melting, the sun's out, the phones are ringing. It's crazy, you know. It might be a different circumstance in Florida or wherever you are, but around here, you really have to go through the motions. You know, we go from minus 45 to plus 40. So shit's crazy. We have to adapt with the temperatures around here. But that being said, I do have new listings on the way. I've just been waiting for the weather to get a little bit better. Bought some possession gifts for people. I do work with buyers. I do like to get buyers housewarming gifts. The easiest thing is when your clients, you know them well and you know that they're boozers. You just get them a bunch of beer, a bunch of liquor. You know, it's a great housewarming gift. They always love it. It's kind of a celebration. It's an exciting moment. So that is what I do for certain buyers. I did have to miss the John Jones UFC card this weekend. Little choked about that, but I caught the prelims last night. Man, Johnny Walker, Zabit Magomedsharipov, Jeremy Stevens, ton of great people. That cute Brazilian girl, Pollyanna Viana. That's just the prelims. You know, Ben Askren fought Lawler. Tyron Woodley, unfortunately for him, lost his belt. John Jones beat the Lionheart. Hell of a card. Choked I didn't get to see it, but I had to choose my friend's 30th birthday over that. So What else do I have going on? Bill, my partner, he is gone this week, so his phone is call forwarded to me. Like I said, guys, in business, delegate work. Have a teammate. Have somebody you trust. You know, it's nice if you can just jet out for a few days, head out of town fishing like he is, and just not have to worry about your phone. You know, this is the gentleman who had my phone when I was in California. We have a great working relationship, and I don't take it for granted, that's for sure. So anyways, guys, I'm going to wrap this up. If you do want to see any, you know, martial arts kickboxing videos, I did post something recently on my Instagram. If you go to @RyanToman, that's @RyanToman, I threw up a video of me and my buddy Jesse hitting some pads. This is about a week before the seminar. If you click on his link, nomadic_ninja_YXE, you can check out his page, check out his story. It's super cool. That's why I want to have him on, you know, talk about something like, you know, living on your own terms, because he's really done a 180 with his life, and it's an inspiring story, you know. So check me out on Instagram, guys. Connect with me. Like I said, I'm going to be back probably in a few days here with a legitimate topic. I just wanted to share what I had going on this weekend. So I hope you guys are having a hell of a start to your week. I will be back.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.